Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of January 14th, 2023. Happy New Year to all of our listeners. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past weekend was a respite care weekend where parents and guardians leave their loved ones off with special needs on Friday night and come back on Sunday afternoon and pick them up. One of the many beauties of Camp Courageous, along with an incredible staff, is a lot of indoor facilities. So when the weather isn't perfect outside, there's the indoor pools, the gym, bowling, laser tag, lots of things to do inside. We are very fortunate to have a lot of physical therapy students volunteering here at Camp Courageous on times like the respite care weekends. Here's a message from one of them. She writes, "I think Camp Courageous is a very special organization. It allows people with disabilities to enjoy the fun camp experience that other people get to experience in a safe, non-judgmental setting that is adapt for them. I think it also serves a nice reminder to families and the greater community that it is okay for them to need a break from being caregivers. The size of the camp provides its value to the community. Additionally, the number of donated spaces and materials that are dedicated to specific individuals made me realize how many lives the camp has impacted." And this comes from Maria Carrera. Parents and guardians can make requests for youth camping sessions starting this Monday, January 16th, beginning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Just go to campcourageous.org and go to the camp information page. If you already have your application filled out, you can just go and check out those dates and make your confirmations. If you don't have your camper application filled out, you can do that in advance by once again going to the camp information page and fill out the application. It'll make it a lot simpler when it comes to picking a week. Camp Courageous will be hosting family swims every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. now through March 1st. We use both pools and we have staff trained by the American Red Cross and certified to be lifeguards. Programs today, we'll be giving a program to Hope Lutheran Church in Cedar Rapids. If you are part of a group that you think will be interested in a tour of the camp, or you'd like us to come to your facility and give a program about Camp Courageous, we'd be more than happy to do that virtually at any place at any time. A big congratulations for the 140th anniversary of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. A big thank you to them for all their free coverage they provide Camp Courageous throughout the year. They're a huge asset to Camp Courageous. We continue to get a lot of phone calls and inquiries about the Volkswagen bus that we raffled off on December 31st at noon. The winner was Amy Wright. Amy lives in Monticello, works at Mercy One in Dubuque, and is a neonatal intensive care nurse. A wonderful person, a wonderful family. We congratulate Amy and thank all those people that participated. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. It's open year-round now, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, run 100% by volunteers. We appreciate all those people that bring things to the garage sale for us to sell and all the volunteers and shoppers that make that such a huge success. Camp Courageous is also having a little mini winter sale here in Camp's Main Lodge. Thank you to Meg Welter and all the volunteers that are helping out with that. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and the first Saturday of every month from 9 to noon. Cocoa Bombs are still available. You can go to Camp's website and see the locations of those. And lastly, we want to talk a little bit about some dear friends that we've lost this past week. To begin with, Glenn Shima from Solon. His daughter came up with memorials, and Glenn was a wonderful supporter of the camp along with his family. He always enjoyed so much coming to the camp, seeing Leo Grieco on his way in for the breakfast, and just a great family. Also, I had the opportunity to attend the visitation and funeral of honorary board member Charlie Weepy. Charlie was 90 years old from Cedar Rapids. Him and his wife, Tina, started their relationship with Camp Courageous through their dear friend, another honorary board member, Liz Valier. Charlie had an exceptional financial sense. He worked at Link Build, FMC, Clark Equipment, Highway Equipment, and he had a deep admiration for Cal Basel. Charlie used his appreciated stocks to do projects like the Weepy Edition, which is 10 acres where a lot of staff are housed here at camp along with our horse program, and they funded the Charlie and Tina Weepy Medical Center. They also volunteered a lot of time, from selling pineapples to fruitcakes. I remember lots of times being in the WMT parking lot in the wee hours of the day when Leo Grieco was promoting us and doing all kinds of events like that, along with the pancake breakfast, the omelet breakfast. They would get their whole family out to be a part of that. Charlie was one of those. He'd give the shirt off his back to help somebody else. His greatest gift to me personally was his knowledge. We would sit down for hours and hours every month or two and just talk about the camp in general and the Perpetual Fund in particular. He was a huge and wonderful person. Our sympathy goes out to him. I was looking through his file, which is several inches long, and he writes, "Please accept our thanks for the wonderful evening we enjoyed at the Pineapple Gala. The presentation and the recognition award is very much appreciated," and that was the honorary board. "As stated earlier, our gifting is not for publicity, but to meet the valid and justified needs. Camp Courageous fulfills those needs for individuals with disabilities and their families. It is deserving of our future annual gifting of time, talent, and treasures as the good Lord continues to bless us and make us the custodian of his gifts." Charlie was a real treasure, and we will miss him. Also, Camp's sincere sympathy goes out to the family of Mike and Jill McDermott upon their passing of their son, Blake McDermott. At 15, Blake was a wonderful camper here. He was very fortunate to be born into a wonderful family, and we really extend our sympathy out to the McDermott family. The need of the week is hamlocks. Hamlocks, we have a little village over at the new Pitcher Rocks Edition, and we have all the setup for it. We just don't have the hammocks. They run about $45 each. You can view those at Camp's website at campcourageous.org. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best in 2023. Stay healthy and make it a New Year's resolution to come visit us here at Camp Courageous.